We're in Hilchos Krishna in Simin Samach Aleph. We're up to Siv Gimel. We will be doing Sifim Gimel Dalet Hey and Vav. Siv Gimel Bekriyashma Yesh Reish Memhei Tevis. From Shema Yisrael to Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is the end of Kriyashma, there are 245 words. Ukadei Lahashlim Ramach, in order that we complete 248, Keneged Evarov Shel Odom, which is keneged the evorim, the organs of the human being, the organs and the limbs of the human being. Mesayim shliach tzibur, the shliach tzibur has to add three words. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He ends off his Shema with Hashem Elokeichem Emes. V'chozer v'yomer b'kol ram Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. This way, the second time around, he added another three words, and what you're left with are 248. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Medrash Hanelam, this is from the Zohar, that every Aver actually gets a refuah. It is given sustenance and refuah by each one of them by another word in Kriyashma. He brings down further that the Mechaber says to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then say again, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The problem is, Kriyashma ends with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The 245 words are until Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So if he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he's already said an extra word. He then goes back and says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He's now said 249. The Asora Mamoris therefore says that the Shliach Tzibur should end his own Shema with Ani Hashem Elokeichem, not say the word Emes, and then go back and say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The minig, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not like the Asara Mamoris, but the Gros says to say like him. The Gros says that one should, the Shliach Tzibur, should only say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then go back and say Hashem Elokeichem Emes out loud. Now, Mishnah Berurah also says that the Shad should be careful to only say Hashem Elokeichem Emes out loud, and certainly not to say Ani again. He's saying these three, the three extra words of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Says the Ramana, Hagov uvezeh kol odom yotzei hol v'shomim mipiv shal shatz gimel tevas elu. With this, everybody is yotzer the 240 words by hearing the extra three from the shatz. V'im ha'yochid rotze gam ken liyomra mimash liyotzibur ein yisur bedover. If the yochid wants to repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he's allowed to. V'im hukori b'yochid. What if you're reading as a yochid, you do not have a shliyotzibur? From the word v'yatziv on, there are 15 words that begin in vav. You're supposed to be mechavim for those 15 vavs. Now, what is 15 times 6? That is 90. V'hein keneged gimel shemas ha'havaya. That is the shem havaya, which is the gematria 26 times 3. Shakol shem ole chavav. Each shem is chavav 26. The Dalet Os Yosav, the four letters of the shame, you add them to 26, you get 30. 30 times 3, you get 90. Heim Lamed. So that you should have Kavana for three Shemes Hashem, which would make up for the three missing words from 245 to 248. At night, the Mishnah Berurah says you should have Kavana, that the you should have Kavana in the word Emes. That the three letters of MS should count as three words, and each letter should be a Shem Hashem Ki'ilu, and is making up for the difference between 245 and 248. Hagah, V'yesh Otam Acher Bedavar. Says the Ramah, there's another reason for the Kavana, and what's that? The Tes Vav Vavin, if you have Kavana in the 15 Vavs, Olin Sadi, that makes for 90. Vahakriya, the reading itself, Nechsheves Echad Harei Tzadi Aleph. So that's 91. Keminyan Hashem, that is the minion of the Shem Hashem, Bikriyaso Uvichsivaso. The Yud Kevavke, together with the way we pronounce it, give you the gematria of 91. Vahave Kilu Omer, it's as if he said, Hashem and Aleph Dalid Emes. The Yud Kevavke and the Aleph Dalid are all Emes. Vyeshekosu the Chalakorek Kriyashma Beyachid Yomer Kel Melech Neman. Some say that a yochid should say Kel Melech Ne'emon and then Shema Yisrael. Ki Gimel Teves Elu Mashlimim Amin Shoramach Kel Melech Ne'emon will together come out to 248. V'hu b'makom amen she'ishlan osachar baruch habocha b'amay sol b'yahava. And this Kel Melech Ne'emon, which is Rosh Teves Amen, Kel Melech Ne'emon is Amen, takes the place of the Amen after Abocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Yahavo, which the Mechaber said not to answer. V'chei Noagim, v'nirali mikol mokom k'shakorei matzibur lo yomer Kel Melech Ne'emon. But with the tzibur you should skip Kel Melech Ne'emon. Rak yomer Amen achar hashas k'shemesayim habrocha. You're better off answering Amen to Abocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Yahavo. This was the Ramah that referred to himself previously. The Mechaber says not to answer, and the Ramah holds to answer. V'chei noagim v'nochomu. So, according to the Ramah, then one should have kavana. One should have kavana for the Kel Melech Ne'emon on his own. That should be the three words. Whereas, if you're betzibur, you don't say Kel Melech Ne'emon. You hear the shatz say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and you're yotze with that. Now, alternatively, if you don't have the shatz, then what you should do is, if you don't say Kel Melech Ne'emon, you can be mechavim for the 15 vav in Emes V'Yatziv. Sif Dalid. Nogim likros pasuk rishon b'koron kedei lora kavana. The minig is to say the first pasuk of Shema out loud in order that we muster kavana for it. Hey, nogim litein yudeim al pneim b'kriyas pasuk rishon. One puts his hand on his face when he says Shema, kedei shelo yistakel b'davar achar shemono malachavim, so that you shouldn't see something, you shouldn't look at anything that could interfere with your kavana. And the Mishtabura says this should be your right hand. Hey, yeah, vav, tzarech laharich b'ches shel echad. You should be marich, you should take your time over the ches in the word echad, kedei sheyamlich hakadosh baruch hu b'shamayim uva'oretz, that he should have kavana to be mamlech Hashem over heaven and earth. Then, shalazeh romes hachototeres shebeemtza gag haches. A ches in ksiva stam, in the ksava v'seva Torah, is made of two zayins, or in ksava riyavav and a zayin, and a little bridge on top, a little hump. A chatoteres, the hump that connects the two parts, the two halves of the ches, points upwards. That reminds us of Hashem being the Melech Lamala and Lamata. The Yarech B'dalish Shel Echod, that was the Ches. You should be Marech in the Dalit of Echod. Shir Shiachshav Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yochad BiOlamo UMoshel B'dalit Rucho Sa'Olam. He should have Kavana for the four directions that Hashem rules over the four sides of the earth. V'lo Yarech Yosem Yashir Zeh, but don't stretch the letters more than that. V'yesh Nogim Lahatos HaRosh Kefi HaMachshava. Some are even knowing that they move their head in the directions that they're having kavana for. Mala umata uladalad ruchas, up and down, and the four ruchas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should do that mizrach tzafon mariv dorom, and not do shesi ve'erav. In other words, you don't do it as a cross chas v'shalom. You just do it in the separate directions, and have kavana that Hashem is the melech up and down as well as the four directions.